Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey y'all, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform specifically for Black women who are looking to get to where the healing resides and where the abundance and joy resides as well. I want to go ahead and talk to you today. First of all, if this is your first time listening to the show, hey girl, hey, forgot to mention that. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back, sis. So today I want to talk about, actually, there are several things I want to talk about. And if I could sum it up in one line to get us started, it would be, do you ask yourself why before you do like the next thing? Or if you're in a pattern of doing a specific thing, do you ask yourself why? I want to talk about that today. And I'm most likely going to also talk about or touch upon attachment styles just a smidge as well. Because, you know, I had some interesting things happen over the last few weeks. And I figured I wanted to have this conversation. So before we get into it, I'd like to share what I have done in the last few days, couple of weeks, etc., for self-care. And the instant thing that comes to mind, literally because I'm sitting at my kitchen table on a Sunday recording this, is I have some sunflowers in front of me. And maybe about, I don't know how many, maybe like 8, 9, 10 sunflowers that I actually bought from Trader Joe's. They come in a pack of 4 or 5 each. I bought 2 of them and like a week ago, and they just now literally died, I would say yesterday, so I've got to toss them. But I bought myself flowers because I just wanted to celebrate myself. I love sunflowers. I love the color of sunflowers, that yellow and green and brown. It just hits me some kind of way. When I first started Brown Girl Self-Care, as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I used to use sunflowers somewhere in like the branding. Or it might have actually been on my previous podcast, which was F the Cubicle. I know I used to use sunflowers somewhere in it. Maybe I'll go back to that, because that's like my flower. I just really, really love how sunflowers look. They just make me very happy. And they make me feel, well, maybe not necessarily the actual sunflower, but what they represented this time was just me being cared for. Like I cared for myself. This is why I didn't wait for someone to buy me flowers. So it just made me feel cared for. It made me also feel luxurious as well. When I left Trader Joe's, not only did I have some stuff that I had bought food wise, because they have hashtag all the snacks, but when I was walking out of the store, you know, with my 2 parcels, packages, whatever, of sunflowers, I really just felt, I don't know, I felt good. I just felt cherished. I felt light, like as in just, I don't know. I just felt really, really good. I just felt optimistic. I felt like sunshine. If sunshine was a person at that moment, when I walked out of the store with the sunflowers, that's how I felt. I just had like this glow on the inside of my body, if that makes any sense. And we deserve to have more often than not moments like that. We deserve to feel good about ourselves, not because we bought something for ourselves, but just
we just deserve to feel good about ourselves. We deserve to feel cherished. We deserve to feel appreciated. We deserve to feel well taken care of and worthy and all those beautiful things. And in that moment, it just happened to be tied to just buying $10 worth of flowers. Okay. That's what felt good to me. That's what resonated with my spirit. And so that's what I chose to do in that moment. So yeah, that's what I did over the last week or so for self-care. And also, since they were on my table in my living room area, I would see them every single day. And I would just kind of like smile and be like, you know, I don't know. It just made me feel good. Okay. I can't like describe it. It just made me feel really good. So my question for you is, really, like, when's the last time you bought yourself flowers? If you're a flower person, I realize not everyone is, but if you are a flower person, when is the last time you bought yourself some flowers? When is the last time you went somewhere and plucked a flower, if you were able to pluck the flower, and you did it because just that one little flower just really put a smile on your face? Not because it was expensive, not because it was the quote unquote best. It was just something about it was so pure and so loving and so beautiful that you, again, if it was okay to do so, you plucked a flower, a simple flower. You know what I mean? So let me know. Send me an email at connect@browngirlselfcare.com and in the title put flowers. And let us just know, when is the last time you blessed yourself with flowers or a flower? Okay. So that's what I did for self-care. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this. So real talk, I really do have that question. Like, do you ask yourself, quote unquote, why before you do whatever it is that you have in your mind is the next thing, right? And especially those of us who are known to not necessarily think things through, but kind of like jump from thing to thing or just do things just without maybe putting too much thought into it, even if it might have, I guess, circumstances below the surface that we either don't want to acknowledge or just things of that nature. So I'll let you know why I have this specific question. Okay. This is why I'm bringing it to the table. So first of all, I'm bringing it to the table because I want to make sure that you understand that I am, even though there are certain parts of my, of me that are more healed, doesn't mean that I don't still struggle with certain things. Doesn't mean that I can't use more self-awareness. Like, that for me is what life's all about. All right. So very recently, and I know this is going to sound absolutely insane, but this is a part of who I am. And so I'm going to share, I'm going to peel back the curtains a little bit and let you know kind of like some of the things that I do. And I feel like I do them in part because of my attachment style, which I feel like it's a combination of anxiously attached and what's the other one? I'm drawing a blank, but it'll come to me. But I feel like I'm a combination of the two. Definitely not someone who has a secure / healthy type of attachment style, y'all. Okay. Avoidant. I had to look at my notes. It's avoidant. Avoidant, dismissive. That I feel like I'm a combination of both, which if I'm not mistaken, that's fearful, avoidant attachment style. All right. So very recently, and I'm going to open up my window, y'all, because it's getting hot. # hot girl perimenopausal summer. So very recently, this is a little embarrassing. Okay. So very recently, I went on the hunt for the quote unquote perfect set of headphones. Now, the reason why I wanted headphones is because where I live, and I've mentioned this before, and you've probably heard it before on the podcast, for some reason, there's lots of sirens. I have neighbors who do not do the right things when it comes to their pets. It's just a whole situation. Like, when I moved here, it was not like this. And over the last 2-3 years, it has steadily declined. So yeah, I am definitely looking to expand my horizons and leave this place. I think 2024 is going to be the year. Anyway, I'm getting off track as I tend to do. So very recently, I was on the hunt for some headphones because, again, hashtag sensory kind of like issues that I'm just now starting to fully acknowledge versus sweep it under the rug. And so as I was looking for these headphones, now price, I don't want to say that price wasn't an object, because it was. However, the way that I'm set up is, if, how about this? It's not so much about the price. I'm very mindful and aware of it, don't get me wrong. But if, in other words, I need it to cost more, but I know it's going to do exactly what I need it to do, I'm going to just buy it. I'm just going to buy it. And so that's kind of like the mindset that I had with these quote unquote perfect headphones that I was on the hunt for, right? And I was just in the mood to also buy devices, because just in the last few days, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to get an iPad too, only because my iPad is like maybe 4 or 5 years, maybe 4 years old. And in my mind, if a small little thing happens, like that old version of Brie bubbles up and she's like, oh girl, you got to replace that right away. Like, it's like, I want to have this money. Like, the money just wants to burn a hole in my pocket sometimes. Does that make sense? I have a lot going on, y'all. I'm just being real with you. Okay. So anyway, back to the headphones. Very long story short, I ended up purchasing, let's see here. I'm laughing because this is going to sound crazy. So I ended up buying, ultimately, let me just go in the order of when I bought these things, all right? So I first, from Amazon, like maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I bought 2 pairs of Sonys. I bought the Sony XM4s and I bought the Sony XM5s, okay? Now, the biggest thing that's important for me is being able to cancel as much noise as possible. So I did a lot of homework on all the headphones that I ended up trying because I wanted to see which ones I should purchase. So I ended up buying 2 pairs from Amazon, Sony XM4s, Sony XM5s, okay? Then, on top of that, so I tried them for like a week or whatever. On top of that, because I felt like, oh, these are not good enough. They're not giving all this noise cancellation that in my mind I felt like I needed, right? So then I go to Best Buy and I buy like this Bose, I think it's a QC45s, and I buy Anchor or something else. So walk out of Best Buy. Mind you, I still had the 2 Sonys at home, okay? I go to Best Buy, buy 2 other pairs, the Bose and the something else's, get those home, open up the boxes. Now I've got 4 pair of headphones, mind you, okay? We're talking over $1,000 worth of goods, okay? Probably closer to like, I don't even know, $1,500, I'm not even sure, okay? On my debit card, by the way. This is not even a credit card purchase, all right? This is on my freaking debit card, all right? Girl. Anyway, so now I have 4 pairs of headphones and I'm just going back and forth with them over the next few days, back and forth, trying this. Oh, the neighbor's dog is barking. Put on these really quickly, like just really, really doing the most in this quest for the perfect headphones. I promise you, this is going somewhere. I promise you. Okay. Then I decide, okay, these ones I bought from Best Buy, they're not as good as the Sony's. Take those back. And then I get the biggest mamma jamma of all the purchases, which is the Apple AirPod Maxes. Okay, those mugs are like $400 or $500 for 1 pair of headphones. Mind you, I already have like the AirPod Pro 2s, which are really good at noise cancellation. But the way that I process things, like I don't always want to have something in my ears, okay? So in my mind, I'm like, I need something that's over the ear to help me block some sound when I don't want to use my AirPod Pros. Are you still with me? I hope so. So I go to Best Buy, return the 2, get the AirPod Maxes. I keep saying AirPod. AirPod Maxes, okay? Another $500 now on my debit card. Try those for a few days. Noise cancellation is really good, but these mugs are super heavy. It's like you have a freaking tank. It was making my jaw hurt. These things were either so heavy or clamped too tight. Okay, so do you see where I'm going with this? These are not the perfect pair. I thought they were. They were not, unfortunately. Then I have to go back to Best Buy to return those, right? But in the meantime, it's Prime Day, y'all. It's Prime Day. And that means that not only does Amazon now have the two original pairs of Sonys that I purchased on sale, okay, a big price cut, all the other stores want to compete. So that means that Target now has the Bose that I just returned from, just returned to Best Buy. And I think I paid $350 for those. They're on sale for like $199 at Target. Okay. Girl, ended up returning the AirPod Maxes. Okay. Reordering on Amazon the XM4s because I'm thinking these are the ones. And then go to Target and rebuy the Bose. This is literally insane. Okay, but this is this is my process. This is what I do, y'all. This is what I do because I get it in my mind that sometimes, not all the time, that there is a perfect solution out there for me no matter what. And I just have to keep trying my best to get it. Does that make sense? Long story short, figured out what I have finally ultimately settled on, and I'm very happy with the decision. So now I am in the process of returning all the other pairs that I had outstanding. Okay, but here's the thing. This is the point I wanted to get to. And as far as like, do you ask yourself why? So I know that I was in the pursuit of perfection for those headphones, but here's what I didn't expect. So when I was sitting there with the headphones, specifically the Bose ones, you know, knowing that now, okay, I need to return these things, return them all except for the one pair, and I'm gonna now have money back that, you know, I need to continue functioning for the rest of, actually for next month, right? But I struggled with the Bose, and I'll tell you why. Why did I struggle with returning this $200 pair of Bose when I've already decided I'm gonna do the Sony? And it's because two things. First reason I gave myself is because, well, these are $150 cheaper. So if you return these, you're losing money. Because what if you one day, mind you, what if you one day decide you need two pairs of over-the-ear headphones? Like, why would I need two pairs of over-the-ear headphones, realistically? So that's kind of like a lack mentality, like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to earn enough money to, if I want to ever buy these a year from now, two years from now, I'm not gonna have enough money to do so. So that speaks to lack. But the other thing, y'all, what I really struggle with is because my daughter had told me a few weeks prior that she wanted some new headphones. Now, y'all, I'm the type of mom that, for the most part, not always, but I always try to make sure that I give my daughter like the things that I didn't have, whether, you know, it could be physical things, emotional things, you know, that kind of thing. I wanted to do or want to do things that make her happy, right? And her birthday's coming up in October, which is not even anywhere close to July. I get that. But I'm like, well, you know, she said she wanted headphones and you have nice headphones now. Her headphones are old. I think she's got like a pair from Amazon that she bought herself for like 25, 30 bucks or something like that. I don't even know how much they cost. But I'm like, well, why shouldn't she have da 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 da? Y'all, right? Seems like a perfectly normal question, right? Well, you have good headphones now. Why shouldn't she? Seems pretty logical, right? I'll tell you why it's not for me, because I sat with the why process to figure out why I was really trying to hold on to these headphones. And that's what I want to talk about. I asked myself why I was struggling to return them, even though I can use that money back into my bank account. And it wasn't about my daughter at all. So if you don't know what the why process is, it's basically, instead of just running on this cycle or this pattern, right? and just doing things that you might be prone to do or feeling things you might be prone to feel, whether, you know, it could be something, just different things, things that are not really good for you, or things that you just do that, you know, they're okay, I guess, either way, but you don't question really at the root why you are specifically doing that thing or why you are specifically feeling that way, especially again, if it's like a habitual thing for you. Not me necessarily not wanting to return these headphones, but just the whole theme of, if I have something, why shouldn't I buy it for her too? Or like, why shouldn't she be happy too? You know what I'm trying to say? So that pattern is kind of like what I wanted to hit the pause button on, because this has happened for me literally over and over and over again. Okay. So you ask yourself why. And so let's use the headphones as an example, just to kind of give you an example, like I said. So, okay, you have this $200 pair of headphones. They regularly go for $350. Why don't you want to return them? First answer, oh, because they're $150 off. Okay, that sounds logical, right? Right, of course it does. But how about this? Okay, that's true. But why do you want to continue to hold on to them? Okay, they're $150 off. Okay, that's
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Great. What else? Like, in other words, you continue to ask yourself, like, what else or why? Like, becoming kind of like this inquisitive child, if you will, to kind of get more beneath the surface. I feel like a lot of times we just, for just various reasons, for me, I feel like it was just to keep myself protected and allow myself to live in this, kind of sounds harsh, but kind of like fantasy land where everything's fine. You know that meme of the dog that's on fire, he's drinking his coffee, I think he has a hat and tie on or something like that, that light brown dog at the bar or something, or he's drinking a drink. And wherever he is, the bar is on fire and he's just like, yep, this is fine. Everything's great. You know what I mean? Can you relate? But yeah, that's why I wanted to specifically go below the surface. So I asked myself why a few times every time I gave myself an answer, right? Ultimately, what I landed on, y'all, is because I want my child to love me so that at least someone out there does.
That's what I landed on. So it wasn't about the headphones. It wasn't about the cost, even though, hey, $150 off, because sure enough, those Bose headphones are back to $350. I still have them because I haven't had a chance to return them yet. If it was just really about the fact that I'm like, oh, I just want to save some money, I'm going to buy them anyway. It's not like I'm not okay with a decision. It's not that. It's about making sure you really know what is below the surface of the decision that you're making. Does that make sense? So in my case, it wasn't just about the savings. It wasn't just about the money. At its core, after asking myself why a few times, I landed on because it's really about me. It has nothing to do with saving money or about my daughter at all, or providing my daughter with something at all. It wasn't even about that. It's because for me, for my ego, for my safety, for me to feel validated and loved, like I want to do what I can really to help my child or do what I can to make sure that my child loves me, right? The way that I want to be loved, so that at least somebody out there, I feel like at least somebody out there does. Okay. Does that make sense? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So when we do things like this, in my case, when we do things like make purchases, I've told you before, how I am the person that ended up, if I had to count really quickly, I would say in my 40 plus years of life, I have probably owned at least 10 cars. Make that make sense? Not because I crashed them, not because they were stolen, not because they got old and broke down. None of that. It's because I was like, oh, time to get a new car. Had this one for a year. Oop, time to get a new car. Ask me how that worked out in the long run. No, never mind. Don't ask me. Okay. But it's like when we do things like make purchases or like, for example, maybe you're someone that stays in or gets into relationships with others that, you know, kind of shaky, or maybe you don't look at how much money you have in the bank because it's like, in other words, these things are, you're triggered by things. And again, these are just examples, and there are surely many, many more. Like, you have to remember that a lot of times we are operating from a place of like unawareness, or we're operating from a place of pain. We're operating from a place of confusion. We're not operating from a place of like clarity. We're not operating from a place of faith. We're not operating from a place of love. We're not operating from a secure place, even though on the surface, it's just like, these are on sale. I want to save a few bucks. You know what I'm trying to say? In my case, and maybe for you, it could be about a financial thing. And for me too, it just, in that case, when I sat with myself, that's not what I got. It wasn't about the money. It was really about me just wanting to feel more securely attached. It was about me wanting to feel more loved. It was about me wanting to feel more validated in my role as a parent, as a provider, as a caregiver. Does that make sense? So again, that's what I got from asking myself why a few times. So with asking yourself simply like asking yourself, like, what does this mean? Because you feel X or want to do Y, like, your first response is likely going to be, like I said, very surface level, right? In order to connect with ourselves and to encourage, because this podcast is about healing. This podcast is about liberation for Black women. This podcast is about abundance and freedom and health and like all those things that are our birthright, right? Sometimes we got to go deeper. A lot of times we got to go deeper than surface level. A lot of us have lived at surface level for a very long time because we had to do it out of survival. We couldn't question. We couldn't explore. We couldn't have emotions. We couldn't ponder. We couldn't, like, we just were raised to just be conforming robots, if you will, because our parents couldn't handle our emotions, or we were just in survival mode, or just a lot of different reasons. So we just kind of learned how to skim the surface. You know what I'm saying? I know that I did, for sure. So asking yourself why can be a really good tool in your toolkit as you're working through therapy, as you're journaling, as you're doing the work to embrace freedom and love and self-acceptance and all those things. Being able to just ask why and to sit with that answer and not rush it, not force it, that can be a really helpful tool in your toolkit. Now, in my case, kind of going back to what I mentioned before, I think at the beginning of the podcast, in my case, amongst other things, it was also like this childhood version of me, the part of me that is and was anxiously attached. I believe I had, you know, done it to, again, just prove my worth. Prove my worth. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, maybe this can be an episode soon. I've been wanting to talk about this before, but just like the attachment styles, you have to know yourself a little bit better. It really will be helpful to know like your attachment style, how you move through the world. Like, do you feel secure? What patterns do you have? What kind of relationship do you develop, and why? And it's based on just the support we received at the beginning of our life, or lack of support, or the circumstances that we grew up in and around that conditioned us to believe certain things or react in certain ways, or even stuff down parts of ourselves, right? So in any case, if we want to live our lives in a more liberated way, we have got to learn how to go deeper, y'all. We got to learn how to go deeper. I even made a shirt for Brown Girl Self-Care maybe like a year or two ago that said, I am not a surface level chick, because I'm not. I'm just not a surface level chick. However, I do have some surface level ways, if that makes sense. Get into that one. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. In any case, one thing I want to encourage you to do is to, like, next time before you have a decision, like before you want to make a firm decision, especially if it's something that you kind of feel like it's a pattern, but you don't really know like why. Literally, like, ask yourself why. I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to ask yourself like why, and do it in a way where like the point of it is not to point the fingers. The point of it is not to play like the shame and blame game. The point of it is not to like tear yourself down. It's not about pointing fingers or being judgy or hypercritical, or it's not about that. Again, self-awareness. And here's the thing, like, if you were raised to believe or feel like self-awareness and knowing who you are is a bad thing, if you were raised in a way where, like, quote unquote, getting out of line because you wanted to do your thing or wanted to think your own thoughts or try new things outside of what your family thought was okay, like, I feel that 100%. And this is not like questioning yourself. Like, how can I say this? Like, asking yourself why is like really powerful, especially like being raised in that way. You weren't able to even to ever ask that question. Like, maybe you were able to ask why once, and the automatic answer, excuse me, was because I said so, because that's how we always do it. Or even if you were told like that's none of your business, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, self-awareness and being able to ask yourself why is just like a huge thing. It's just really, really powerful. So again, the point of me saying that is it's powerful in a beautiful way. It's powerful in a good way. It's not about you judging yourself, pointing fingers, playing the shame game or the blame game or anything like that. And it's not about making you feel stupid. I want to make sure I make that very clear. It's not about making you feel stupid. Not at all. Asking why is a very smart thing to do. It's okay to question. It's okay to scratch below the surface. It's okay to pull your shovel out on some things and go super, super deep if that's something that you are able to handle either by yourself or with support or a therapist or things like that. But yeah, if at any time, like, you're starting to blame yourself or shame yourself or feel guilty about things. Like, no, I definitely want you to pause. I want you to take a beat. I want you to take a minute. Like, I want you to breathe and relax into your body and just remind yourself that, like I said before, it is okay to self-explore. It is okay to not take things at face value. It is safe for me to question and to learn myself and change my perspective if necessary, and to break patterns and cycles if they are harmful. It is okay. It is okay to ask why. It is okay for Black women to ask why. It is okay to ask yourself why. It is okay to ask your parents why. It is okay to ask your job why. It is okay to ask your partner why. It is okay to question so that you can have better understanding. And I feel like for a lot of us, that being able to ask why was stripped away or even violently snatched away from us. And so as an adult, it's hard for you to question. It's hard for you to even consider going below the surface, because asking why was seen as a threat to someone. Asking why was seen as disrespect to someone. And that wasn't your fault. That wasn't your fault. And I'm sure you took ownership of that, because that's what a lot of us do. And that's why a lot of us are people pleasers. But that wasn't your fault. It is okay for you to ask why. It is okay for you to question. It is okay for you to want to have a better understanding. It's okay to ask why. Okay. So I really want you to sit with that if you can, before you do that next thing, just try it and figure out if at its core, at its root, this is something that's going to be done because it's coming from a healthy place, a place of support for yourself, or if it's, again, for a variety of other reasons. In my case, wanting validation, right? And something else, kind of like going back to the iPad, when you hit that pause button, when you take a beat, when you take a minute, when you start to ask yourself why, don't be surprised if you get other little inklings of clarity too. Because when I hit that pause button, even though they were seemingly unrelated, remember when I mentioned the iPad at the beginning of the episode, I had been telling myself, oh, I need a new iPad. Oh, I need a new iPad. And when I sat there and asked myself why in regards to keeping the headphones, something else that bubbled up was that I need to not move forward with buying I'm getting all these freaking, y'all, I am so immersed in the Apple, is it called the ecosystem? I am so immersed in the Apple ecosystem, from AirPods, regular ones, AirPod Pro 2s, MacBook Pro, iPads, iPhones, Apple Watches, like, what else do I have? Apple Pencil. I'm like so immersed in the Apple system. It's crazy, crazy good for me, because I love their products. But that's why I keep getting tongue-tied, because everything is freaking labeled Apple Air, like this and that. But anyway, when it came to the iPad, something in my spirit bubbled up and was like, and hit pause on that purchase as well. Because really, and I'm glad that I received that clarity, because even though I have the money to buy it, it's not necessarily just because I need a new air. Hold on, y'all. Didn't I tell you? Never fails. Fire truck. It's not about needing a new unit because it's worn down or anything like that. It also goes back to me wanting to validate myself. And I'll tell you how I know this. I know this because the iPad still works completely fine. It's not damaged. This thing is literally only 4 years old. It's the Pro version, right? I still have tons of memory. I mean, there's no scratches. This literally probably still looks like new, fresh out of the box. There is absolutely nothing wrong, other than it might not hold the charge as good as a newer iPad would right now. But
Other than that, there's literally nothing wrong with this iPad. So it's not about me wanting it because of a reason that makes sense. Now, if I really just want it, of course I can go buy it. But again, asking myself why and sitting with that, since I got that message from my spirit, saying specifically two things. Do not buy that iPad until a certain time frame. And also, why do you want to get this iPad? So that's what I'm sitting with. And it's at its core to me, the root is like, I'm still looking for validation. I'm still looking for validation, and I'm seeking this validation in spite of the fact, and this is where my values, like, they don't quite align, because I'm seeking this validation. But on the other hand, and this is going to probably be next week's episode, it's like, I don't want to be controlled by my devices. The devices that I consume should not be consuming me. So yeah, my spirit was like, nah, sis, chill on that. Do not buy that iPad. Sit in that quote unquote discomfort you have of this old iPad. Just, it's okay. Sit with that. Sit in that discomfort and explore that a little bit. So that's what I'm doing. So I've hit pause on buying the iPad because I was not given permission to do so until one of two things happened. Either I buy it during Black Friday, or if the unit breaks, like really breaks for real, for real. Those are the only two ways I have permission right now to buy a new iPad, okay? So I'm sitting with that. I'm honoring what I feel like the direction I was given, and I'm not gonna buy that iPad. But again, just asking yourself why, and then pausing for a minute if you need to, and just sitting with that question, sitting with what bubbles up, I promise you, you're gonna get some clear answers. A lot of times might be something super small. I don't want you to discount anything. Okay. Don't discount anything. So hopefully you were picking up what I was laying down. But yeah, that why question is very, very powerful. And I feel like it's very, very powerful, especially for us, as Black women, for sure. So I would love to hear from you, hear your thoughts. I gave the email address before, but I will share it again. It's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect at browngirlselfcare.com. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode, but I do want to thank you so much for being the very best part of this community, the very best part of Brown Girl Self-Care. I love you. I am doing all that I can as just little old me to support you in the best way that I know how, which is to do these weekly episodes. If you find that they are, you know, they serve you in some way and you haven't had a chance to do so, I would love it. Absolutely. Like, I would be over the moon if you went to Spotify. And I'm going to try to put a question. I'm going to try to do a poll on Spotify, which probably, I don't even know when it's going to show up because I don't know how to do it. But if you listen to this podcast on Spotify, and you happen to see a poll whenever you listen to it, feel free to respond to that poll because I'm really testing that out. But what I was going to say is, if you had a moment and you hadn't had a chance to do so, you could leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes or Spotify. That would be absolutely bomb. All right. All right. So that is it, my friend, of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.